prologue am I, by nature as in name. And mighty lucky am I, there the same. Had I been born an epilogue by type, yet christened prologue still, well, what a ripe old circumstance for comedy 'twould be. With as the butt of every joke, yes, me. But as I seek to bring you awe, not mirth, I'm mighty glad to walk upon this earth as prologue. This is my way. I don't like sunny days, prefer the gray. So in that shade, my tale shall find its hue. But first, let's gossip about Frank Perdue. So here, Frank's full tale I'll relate like this. Perdue lived by chicanery. A piss poor pun, I know. And yet it is the truth. Deception, fraud, and subterfuge, forsooth, were all the friends Frank had upon this earth, a sorry, solitary state. But dearth of friends and love brought riches to his purse. Why, he could steal a corpse from out its hearse without the widow's notice. It's a fact. I've seen him do it twice, to be exact. Though what he did with those cadavers, hell, does the term chicken nuggets ring a bell? Enough poultry humor. A musician it was, finally brought the partition of Frank from that which one might call his life. This player of the cello had a wife, much coveted and lusted for by Frank. He longed to nibble at her ears and spank those bouncy portions some call derriere. For 18 months, Perdue did scheme and stare, plotting a course wherein he'd win her charms and find warm succor in her naked arms. At last, his lustful labors bore him fruit, and Frank found... Frank found...
Please, don't let me interrupt.
Can I help you?
Go on. Don't mind me. I'll wait.
You'll wait? I'm right in the middle of something here.
You won't even know I'm here. Like a mouse. Continue. And Frank found...
I know where I was. And Frank found happiness in his... pursuit. See, you've thrown off the rhythm. I was... Yeah,
but go back a line or two. Build momentum. Get your stride.
I don't need advice on how to do this. And they're not lines. They're called couplets.
He could have fooled me.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to the audience?
Sorry.
At last, his lustful labors bore him fruit. And Frank found... Who the hell are you, anyway?
Please, just finish the Perdue story. They're going to lose the thread.
No one's losing any thread. Not while I'm prologue.
Sorry. Just seems to me, really, what is the point of a prologue? You come out here as a sort of a warm-up act before the real story gets underway?
Well, not that I feel the need to defend my position, but focusing the collective consciousness. It's very important to do that.
And then you're forgotten as soon as you're off the stage? Most directors dispense with you entirely. Face it, you're an antiquated and sycophantic device used only when there isn't all that much confidence in the main story.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the epilogue.
Epilogue? There's an epilogue?
I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
Oh, you've got a lot of nerve to stand there and question my validity.
What I do is entirely different. I am the closure to catharsis. I am the final tears. whether of sadness or of joy, whereas you are little more than an usher who's been given some lines.
Oh, come on. All right. No, thanks, Evan. Thank you. Look, what are you doing here anyway? Aren't you a bit early?
That's why I said don't mind me. I'll wait.
I bet I know what kind of epilogue you are, too. You're one of those apologias. You're one of those, if we spirits have offended, think but this and all is mended, purveyors of bullshit, seeking forgiveness for having wasted the last 3 hours of everybody's time.
Putting a story in perspective is not, ipso facto, an apology.
You, ipso facto, are a pompous ass!
Now, wait a minute.
Epilogue, huh? More like an afterthought. Ha-ha!
Lo! Now let the clouds of forgetfulness descend upon us like a dusky shroud. Blotting out the future for another tongue's retelling at another time! Hearken, ye winds of comfort to the west. Come blow us gently homeward to our rest!
Come blow us? What the hell was that? Who says come blow us? And there was only one rhyme in the whole thing. You can't honestly give that as an epilogue.
Are you going to finish your Purdue story or what?
Shut up. Where was I?
Frank found happiness.
Frank?
No, I want to go back. Build momentum. At last, his lustful labors bore him fruit, and Frank found... Damn you and your cloud of forgetfulness. You've thrown me off my game.
I've just had a horrible thought.
I know. What if I can't remember the rest?
No, it's... How do I put this? Do you notice anything missing?
Oh, my God, my wallet. Someone's taken my wallet.
No, it isn't that.
Then what is it?
Think. What is the one thing which has always prevented you and I from meeting each other?
Actors' equity.
The play. You're always on before. And I'm always on after. And in the middle, there's this 3 hour span.
Two and a half on a good night.
So where are they? Where is everyone? What's happened to the play? You're right.
Usually by this point, a couple of nasty pieces of work in black tights come on fighting a duel over the honor of some girl in a corset. That's when I know it's safe for me to go.
Hello? I have it. They're waiting for your final line. They can't come on until you've spoken your final line.
I don't like this.
Finish your prologue.
It's given me the creeps.
Are you listening? You've got to finish your prologue or we'll be stuck here for eternity.
Eternity?
Relax. Just focus yourself. Make your mind a blank.
You make your mind a blank. I'm trying to remember this speech.
Work your way backwards.
Thighs. Skies, scorn, born, made, played.
What are you doing?
Shut up! I got it! 'Twas at a concert which our cellist played that Congress betwixt wife and Frank was made. Each time he drew the G-string with his bow, did Frank her G-spot hammer down below.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hearing at last his wife's cries of pleasure causes our cellist to drop a measure. And in this momentary silence born are equal parts fury, outrage, hate, and scorn. With this rich brew, he curses to the skies Perdue, who nibbles at his wife's full thighs, dropping his cello, reaching for an axe. Our cuckolded musician swings, attacks, and drives the fateful blade into Frank's skull. Oh. presenting to our ears this tale to mull, struck dead by forces nothing could assuage. Perdue was murdered in a cellist's rage. There. I'm done. Well, this is when the play's supposed to... Someone comes in from over there, and someone from over there, and I can't leave until they start. And you can't leave until they finish.
Hello?
Well, maybe they're stuck in traffic. Is 520 closed?
What are we gonna do?
Hey, audience, are you just gonna sit there?
I don't want to be trapped up here with him, honest.
Me? What's the matter with me? Why?
Help!
Help!
Help! Help!